you would probably know this firsthand, but my guess is that when it was just the little, you know, deli house, these, you know, late night students would go there and get a sandwich or something like that, you know, and late at night and, you know, cramming for exams or something, send somebody out to Zingerman's and, you know, became, you know, famous, you know, with them. And then as they all graduated and went on to, you know, careers and all that stuff, they fondly remembered and they started coming back and, you know, and then it became legendary, you know, because it was this, you know, little deli that they used to, you know, go to when they were in school, and then it took on a whole life of its own and just snowballed from there. And you know, I doubt it's really attracting the same kind of people it did in its original day. I mean, I'm sure it gets some students, but how many students stay the hell clear of it now?
Yeah, this is ABA Pierre. Yeah, it's, I mean, when I was in school there, I don't remember it being a big deal. I mean, I knew it was there, but it wasn't like, oh, man, you know, you got to go to this place. It was mostly, I think, well, I was in the central campus area, or the, and that was more in the hill area, as they say. And I think medical students probably more than they. A very another popular place, which is I think pretty much stayed the same as Angelo's. That's very well known for breakfast stuff. My favorite is still Pizza Bob's. You know, you go walk in the place and it looks identical to it did 50 years ago.